The Beacon aims to become a major art festival destination and generate spending at local restaurants, shops, and other services in the county from visitors participating in the festival. Katie Murray is the Orange County Arts Commission Director. She recently presented plans for the Beacon at the Orange County Board of Commissioners meeting. Murray said the festival has three goals: showcase large art in addition to financially supporting artists, support the downtown community, which struggles in the summer months, and provide a free and accessible festival for all people in the community.
I, of course, tend to think that the arts can solve almost every problem. So I have been thinking for a long time about what event can we create that really will put Orange County on the map, pull us kind of outside of the shadow, at least creatively, that we seem to kind of fall under, and in terms of being in the triangle with Durham and Raleigh, and something that could become a new signature event for our community.
Murray said there are 14 community partners involved in the festival, including the Orange County Arts Commission, all three towns, the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and the Orange County Economic Development. The festival is focused on three-dimensional art like sculptures, installation art, and projection art. Murray said there will be a national call for artists who will be juried by a panel of experts. Those accepted will be given a stipend for travel expenses and installation costs. Outdoor locations will be matched with artists. During the festival, the public can vote on their favorite art pieces through an online portal. At the conclusion of the festival, cash prizes will be given to the jury's vote winners, as well as the winner of the public vote. Murray said the Beacon is modeled after Art Prize, a biennial festival in Grand Rapids which brings in 500,000 attendees and an estimated economic impact of $33 million.
This is obviously a goal, but I think that, you know, if we can start off our first year on the right foot, I can see this event eventually having the same impact as Art Prize.
Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, said she believes the festival will not only have a creative impact for the county, but a financial one as well.
It will have a rippling effect, and I think it'll bring money, it'll bring happiness and joy, which we're going to need after this pandemic, and it also to bring communities together. And we've talked about how are we going to bring the different segments of our community to participate, because a lot of times there are events that happen in the county and it seems to only serve certain populations, but this we're going to try to bring everyone together. So looking very, very good.
The budget for the festival is set to be finalized by November, and the call for artists will begin in December. The festival kicks off July 15th and will run through August 15th, 2022. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.